That opportunity, my dream became reality.
There are many children and adults with mental retardation, like Loretta, right here in this community who can benefit from year-round sports training and competition, but they need your help. Inspire greatness. Support your local Special Olympics program.
This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Truth in Broadcasting.
Heard on
KDJR, DeSoto, St. Louis, Missouri.
WHKT, Portsmouth, Virginia.
WLYC, Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
KMBS, Monroe, Louisiana.
WABV, Abbeville, South Carolina.
WADA, Shelby, North Carolina.
WBZB, Selma, North Carolina.
KXTO, Reno, Nevada.
And other stations throughout America.
This is Liberty Works Radio. If you'd like an audio copy of any of our programs, call 410-857-5600. Thank you for listening.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Trout.
This is Liberty Works Network News. I'm Mark Allen. The Manchester Union leader in New Hampshire says there is a secret non-public docket at that state's Supreme Court. Such a well-kept secret, the paper reports even a senior associate justice, Sherman Horton Jr., is sketchy on the details. The existence of cases logged as special matters confidential and the fact that the separate docket has been kept since 1986 has stunned some state legislators in New Hampshire, even those working closely with the court system. A former public member of the Judicial Conduct Committee, who's now the Speaker of the House, Donna Sitek, said she never heard of a separate secret docket. Four of the so-called SMC cases were filed this year. Justice Horton said he will look into the special matters confidential docket. More news after this.
Attention inventors.
Inventech.
Have a great idea or invention? Then you need Inventech, the launchpad for new ideas. Inventech understands the needs of inventors like you, and only Inventech offers a free patent classification search. It's the first step you need to take to success.
Success.
Call 1-800-573-0404. Act now, and with your search report, receive a free video and all the materials necessary to get you on your way. Be first to the marketplace while your idea is still hot. Using state-of-the-art technology and our worldwide experience, Inventech can turn your idea into reality. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Call Inventech now and receive your free patent classification search and bonus video. Take that all-important first step toward turning your dream into reality. Call 1-800-573-0404 to receive your free patent classification search from Inventech, the launchpad for your new ideas. Call now.
Turning your dream into reality.
Inventech.
Inventech.
In other news, oil prices have broken the $35 a barrel barrier this past week, despite a report Saudi Arabia is ready to support a production increase by the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. The price surged 49 cents to reach $35.39 after climbing more than a dollar Wednesday to nearly $35. The French news agency says dealers appear to remain skeptical. One energy analyst said the Saudis in the past have shown an inability to come through on their promises. President Clinton has broken a decades-old taboo. He became the first United States president to shake hands with Fidel Castro. The Times of London says the historic gesture took place during a fleeting encounter on Wednesday in a crowd of leaders in New York. UN sources say the meeting happened as about 150 presidents, princes, and prime ministers came from a luncheon thrown by the UN Secretary General. One UN official said there was a choke point and Castro and Clinton moved gradually together and they shook hands and exchanged a few words, end quote. Speculation was rife. The meeting was carefully scripted following Clinton's decision to please Cuba by sending home Elian Gonzalez, the boat child, who was the subject of a bitter custody battle after being rescued from a shipwreck which killed his mother. Now this.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe, ultra-memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra-memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra-memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra-memory brain tonic. To try Ultra-memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
30.
Recent media reports spearheaded by a story in the New York Times have trumpeted as fact claims of homosexual activists. Major corporations are withdrawing donations from the Boy Scouts of America. WorldNet Daily on the 15. Internet says it has found most of the claims to be untrue. In fact, membership and funding for the Boy Scouts is now at a record level. That's the news on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
Ah, the crazy boys are back. Well, one in Montreal, one in Smuggler's Notch, Vermont, not to be confused with Bone Smugglers. Hi, I'm Willem Backus, and we have Travel World again for you today. Stephen Pickford is in Smuggler's Notch, Vermont. I got Yo Av in studio and special guest Sandra Phillips. Great show for you today. We're talking about Smuggler's Notch, and afterwards we got a book by Paul McElroy called Tracon, all about what can scare you about the air traffic control system, and of course Sandra Phillips later on, who's going to be talking about travel and motion sickness. Stephen, welcome. How's Smuggler's Notch treating you?
Good morning. Glad to be here. It's a very beautiful, nice, warm Indian summer day. It's the end of summertime, and the fall season is approaching, and Barbara Tomke is with me this morning from Smuggler's Notch Resort. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
And coming down to Smuggler's Notch, beautiful drive. We're to position Smuggler's Notch in north central Vermont. It's around 40 minutes northeast of Burlington, around 10 miles northwest of Stowe. And getting here, it's different actually on site than I had imagined, and much better than I had imagined, because it's not one humongous resort hotel. It is spread over 3,000 acres. A cluster of condominium units, studios up to five-bedroom units. And the unit we have, two bedrooms. We have a nice deck that right overlooks the mountain scenery and the woods behind us, and fully equipped. There's a total of four television sets, CD player, cassette deck, full kitchen with everything you would want, from stove, fridge, microwave, washer, dryer. There's a in-room jacuzzi tub, separate shower stall. This is a deluxe resort property, isn't it, Barbara?
It's great. Thank you for that nice description. And I just want to know if you tried out the jacuzzi tub.
No, that that will be this evening.
Oh, okay. All right. We won't go there.
The type of accommodations make it ideal for families, and you've mixed the number of activities that, irregardless if somebody is a ski fanatic in the upcoming ski season, somebody will find something to do for everyone in the family.
Yeah, I think that's where we've really found ourselves a little niche, is something for everyone starting at 6 weeks of age, which is the age that youngsters are welcomed in Alice's Wonderland Child Care Center, if you can believe it. It sounds pretty young, but the state sanctions it, the state of Vermont, so we're all licensed, and that's legitimate. And we take kids there through age three, and then once they're 3 years old and a little bit on their own and out of diapers, then we can take them into our all-day kids camps. And then, of course, they're grouped by ages. So from 3 through 17, there's a program for each age group and each youngster. That's particularly in the summer and in the winter. Summer, we do lots of water activities. Winter, of course, our focus is skiing and snowboarding and outdoor activities, tube sliding and ice skating and all that good stuff. But in the fall, we have a neat program for families that involves children who are 5 and younger, and I guess it's obvious that most kids are in school in the fall, and so we designed a program for families whose children aren't in school yet, and they have the freedom to travel whenever they like. And of course, we know how easily parents get stressed out today with two working parents and lots of things on their plate, daytime and nighttime. So if you come to Smug's for a little holiday in the fall, we'll take the youngsters off your hands in the morning, and you can go and look at the leaves.
Ooh,
you know, you can,
there's an idea.
Yeah. What a concept.
Yeah,
huh?
Beautiful fall foliage just coming up to that time of the year, beginning around the 20th of September through mid-October, a great leaf viewing season. And right here on site at Smuggler's Notch, a number of walking and hiking trails where you can get outside and find your own particular spot of nature.
You can, and then also if you want to join one of our programs, we help you look at the leaves up close. For instance, there is an arts class. You can do a little painter's palette. You know, you go out with your palette, and we supply all the materials, and you go out with an artist, and they help you explore your inner creativity as you're looking at this beautiful world around you. So it's kind of neat. We have lots of programs like that
well,
make it
cool.
Fun.
And they can get outside and see the birds and the different animals. There's wildlife just off in the woods behind the units themselves. It's not totally nature devoid. The animals, the birds are, you can hear them when you open your windows at night and get the fresh breezes through. You can hear the birds chirping in the trees. It's right back to nature.
Dangerous lions. Yeah, Steve, have you first seen the birds with the bees?
Yeah, we put that bear right behind Steven's unit, but I don't think he saw it this morning.
Of course, it depends how you wanted to spell bear, and then it would be more than welcome.
Then he would be watching the birds and the bees. Yeah.
And I did want to try to turn on all four TV sets and then get, you know, one of those video walls, Marcellus Parsons, 4 in a row. So.
Yeah. You put on Marcellus Parsons, Nanji Koss, and have a stumble-a-thon.
that's part of the fun here. Now, on site, you have a number of dining choices as well. You don't have to go far. You can cook in your own unit, but you have places to eat on site.
Oh, yeah, we do. We have the Mountain Grill, which is a good American basic hearty cuisine.
Yeah.
You know, everything from breakfast through lunch and dinner as well. It's got kind of a ski theme. You know, they have meals for beginners and intermediates and experts, and as you read the menu, you realize that the beginner section is for children, and for appetizers and intermediates is like light fare, and then the experts is the hearty fare. So it's kind of fun.
Do they got French onion soup and the mozzarella sticks?
Yeah, some of that sort of thing. And then there's a salmon dish, and then there's also a steak and chicken nuggets for the kiddies.
Mm-hmm. And not so little kiddies either.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at Stephen here, and he's sort of raising his eyebrows, so I know he likes that.
Yeah, I like a lot of everything you mentioned. I would go for right now.
Yeah, my favorite place though is the Hearth and Candle, which is a neat little restaurant here, and has three separate dining rooms. And while we're very family-oriented and we love the children, sometimes the parents like to get away from the kids.
Yeah.
So the upstairs dining room is called the Birch Room, and you can reserve there, and there's no children allowed there.
That's where Steve is going to spend his time, huh?
That would be a great, great place to spend it. And there's adult activities as well. Adults take part in the tennis and the outdoor water slides.
Right, and we have a really nice hiking program that's very popular with our guests.
We have a water park there.
Yeah, we have a water park.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, fun. We also have a natural lake that's part of our program in the summer, and we do canoe tours. And we do the hikes that we talked about. We also do wikes. That's a cross between a hike and a walk.
Okay.
A sort of intermediate difficulty.
Right. So if you're not ready for the full-on hike and you're better than a walk or a stroll, then you can do a wike.
And get your exercise and your nature experience. Do anything at your own pace.
That's right.
To take the walk in the woods in the morning and then spend the afternoon by the pool or the hot tub or playing some tennis. Lots of fun activities
Or having a private massage.
Yeah, now you're talking Stephen's language. Listen, with 1 minute before the break, what can you say to wrap everything up?
Well, people can give Smugglers Notch a call, 1-800-451-8752. Check them out on the internet at www.smuggs.com. That's S-M-U-G-G-S. Mm-hmm. And for our listeners in Canada, there's a program, Canadian Funds at Par, Autumn Fest Fall Vacation Packages from September 4th through October 15th. The details at 1-800-451-8752. And Smugglers Notch, rated America's Family Resort, Family Fun, guaranteed. They put it in writing, so you will be satisfied.
Sounds fantastic. You're going to have a good time, and you're going to tell us all about the massage. Stay tuned following the break.
I'll give an update on some of the restaurants in the area and other things I do this afternoon.
Stay tuned following the break right here on Travel World on the Liberty Works Radio Network across America via satellite. We'll be talking to Paul McElroy about his book, TRACOM. Roll it, UF.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
Speak Out, an hour of news and views for thinking teens and their families. Join us live at 2 p.m. Eastern each Saturday to hear some of the brightest teenagers on radio. Call in or send us an instant message to Speak Out Live. Make your voice heard. Stay informed with Speak Out, news, discussions, and much more each Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern for the teens in your life. Tell your friends. You'll find us on this station and Liberty Works Radio.
Dad fell asleep watching TV again.
He's snoring so loud you can hear him down the street.
Shh! You know how tired he is all the time? Don't wake him up.
Well, now he stopped. Finally.
I think he stopped breathing. Dad?
Dad?
Sleep apnea is a serious health problem that affects 12 million Americans. You may not even know you have it, but during sleep, you snore loudly and stop breathing.
Listen, it's okay to hassle with a handheld trimmer now and then, or even a small wheels mower, as long as you stick to short grass. But now you can have the best of both machines in the revolutionary two machines in one DR trimmer mower. First, the DR is a trimmer that rolls light as a feather on two big wheels. That takes the load off your back while you do all your trimming. Second, the DR is a heavy-duty bladeless mower. It clears rough areas, roadside ditches, tall weeds, brambles, even wet grass without clogging. There's no steel blade to bend or dull. So now, with this one machine, you can take control of your property like never before with the revolutionary two machines in one DR trimmer mower. Call toll-free 1-800-297-4411. That's 1-800-297-4411 for your big color catalog and free video all about the revolutionary two machines in one DR trimmer mower.
There's enough to worry about when it comes to your kids. That's why so many moms drive Ford Windstars, the only minivan with the government's quadruple five-star crash test rating. With features like a reverse sensing system, a rear seat entertainment center, dual sliding doors, and $1,500 cash back or zero non-financing, buying a minivan becomes one less thing to worry about. Ford Windstar, the family limo of choice. See your quality Ford dealer for details.
I think Special Olympics is wonderful.
It's the best thing that I've ever done in my life.
Just like a flower, it just made me blossom.
It doesn't matter if you win or lose. Just try your best.
Changed my whole life, my whole attitude.
Well, I wanted one thing. I wanted to be an athlete. Special Olympics gave me that opportunity.
I just feel a little proud of myself to reach so far.
My family is big. It spreads around this world through Special Olympics.
Hey, if I can train for 15 weeks for a marathon, I can do just about anything.
I'm happy. I'm wonderful. And I think that's great.
Special Olympics inspires greatness in everyone it touches. There are many children and adults with mental retardation right here in this community who can benefit from year-round sports training and competition, but they need your help. Inspire greatness. Support your local Special Olympics program.
30
Call now, 888-999-1787. Liberty Works Radio Network. Because talking is cheap,
Paul online.
The freedom of speech isn't.
And Stephen is too.
If you're on that left side of the coin, you hate the other side, and the right side is beginning to hate 15. The left side. And the problem is you got a great divide there. We got too many people with power, and generally when you track down power, you can track down money.
Grab onto your freedom and speak your mind. Toll free, 888-999-1787.
Welcome back to Travel World with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford and Smugglers, with Yoav and Sandra Phillips in studio. We got a special guest for you, Paul McElroy, the author of a book called Tracon. What you don't know about today's air traffic control system can scare the hell out of you. Paul, welcome to Travel World.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, so this is a book. It's a novel that you wrote, but it was based on fact. It was based on the Tracon air traffic control system. And apparently you've interviewed over 400 people in the business to ensure technical accuracy. A lot of air traffic controllers are saying that it's 100% accurate, your book. And the events depicted, apparently the central event is two jetliners that collide with each other over Lake Michigan.
That's right. It's been very gratifying to me. The controllers do think it's the most authentic portrayal of their profession ever. And the mid-air collision in the book is partly to their... It's partly to their credit because they worked with me long and hard to craft as accurate a scenario as possible.
Right.
Picture this. You've got two airliners climbing and descending over a major city.
Uh-huh.
Suddenly a computer alarm goes off, and it tells both pilots to fly directly toward each other. And amazingly, they do as they're told, and then the planes collide. Well, if this sounds far-fetched, even though it's a fictional scenario in Tracon, it plays out several times a day across the United States, although not to such a disastrous conclusion.
Right,
not
yeah.
Not yet, anyway.
I think one of the morals that you mentioned, I went onto your website, jfire.com, and it was a question of when we let machines take over our own judgment. I mean, it never ceases to amaze me personally how some people can just take leave of their senses when it comes to computers.
Boy, isn't that the truth.
Yeah. Now, I mean, one of the things that's going on today is like the outdated computer systems we have. Now, Tracon, this new system, is a computerized system that was originally designed in 1991, is it not?
Yes, in the early 90s. Actually, it's TCAS, a traffic alert collision avoidance system.
Okay.
That we're talking about that's on board every airliner flying in the U.S. and
okay.
Canada, too, I believe. And it's really a good thing. You know, computers can offer marvelous benefits.
Sure.
But I think what the issue here is, it's important to recognize their limitations, and how far should we go in entrusting our lives to a computer to the exclusion of humans?
That's right.
With PCAS, and just yesterday, in fact, it helped the United Airlines jet avoid hitting a stealth fighter after it took off from Los Angeles
on
its way to Boston. Yeah, so TCAS is a good thing. We're not trying to give the wrong impression here.
Right.
But it does have two significant flaws
mm-hmm.
that have convinced controllers. That's why one day it will probably cause the very disaster it was designed to prevent.
Right. Well, what are these flaws?
Well, the first one is that TCAS, in order to work properly, needs to have very precise information about the altitude that your airplane is flying at.
Okay.
I mean, its whole purpose is to keep airplanes apart, and so obviously it does really need to know exactly what level the airplane is at.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the trouble is that it takes this information from another system on board the airplane that malfunctions a lot. Controllers see altitude variations from the secondary system all the time. So that's one big worry.
Okay.
And that actually is what caused a near miss between two jumbo jets over northwest China last summer, where they streaked past each other wingtip to wingtip, just 600 feet apart.
Oh, no. That'll...
Yeah. That's about as close as you can get without scraping paint.
And, of course...
Well, now, the second thing is that TCAS cannot read your mind.
Of course.
And the consequence of that is, yes, of course, and if only it could, because a common traffic pattern around a lot of airports is that airplanes departing and arriving actually are pointing at each other as they descend and climb to a certain altitude.
Okay.
And then very often they will level off 1,000 feet apart and safely pass each other before continuing on their way. Well, the trouble here is the TCAS, since it cannot understand pilot intentions, thinks that we're going to hit. If you're taking off and I'm descending and we're aiming at each other, the TCAS does not understand we're going to level off, and it will order an evasive maneuver that the pilots are required to follow. The policies of most airlines mandate that when TCAS goes off and tells a pilot to climb or descend, they must follow those instructions.
Okay.
And controllers on the ground are prohibited from saying anything, even if they know that it's a false alert.
Okay, so now what would be the solution to this kind of a thing? How would that happen? How would you fix this?
Well, there's a new system coming out called ADS-B. It's yet another acronym. Aviation's full of them, and I won't go too far into detail. But
sure.
TCAS is good as far as it goes, but it is over 10-year-old technology already. And with GPS today and other advanced navigation systems, there's a better way of keeping airliners apart. So having TCAS is great, but it's not the silver bullet that the airlines and FAA would like us to believe.
So this is something that will replace TCAS or would complement it, would add to it?
Ultimately, it would replace it.
Okay.
It's a more advanced collision avoidance system.
I see.
Sort of upgrading from 8-track to cassette.
Now, some pilots say a new concept called free flight is the answer. What is free flight and how would that work?
That actually plays into this advanced collision avoidance system. Free flight would make more efficient use of our skies. You know, there's a lot of room up there. It may not seem like it, but the reason why there are so many air traffic delays, one reason anyway, is that airplanes are forced to fly along an invisible interstate highway system in the sky.
The circuit.
Right. And that's fine, except that we've got so many airplanes up there now, because so many of us are flying, that we could get to where we're going faster if we could fly direct.
Okay.
Well, the issue there is we need modern navigation systems to prevent airplanes from hitting each other, and that's where ADS-B comes in. It's a concept, free flight is a concept that was created by, or the term was coined anyway, by a United Airlines captain named Bill Cotton.
Okay.
And it has great promise to reduce delays. One issue still is that you've got to come down and land at some point, and big airports like O'Hare and Kennedy and LaGuardia are saturated as it is. But certainly when you're en route to your destination, being able to fly as the crow flies instead of conforming to this pattern of highways is going to be a lot faster and more efficient.
So is that basically the reason why there are so many of the flights that are late is because they have to fly on these particular highways?
Oh, that's one reason. Perhaps the biggest reason is that more of us are flying than ever. I mean, almost 2 million of us a day here in the U.S. are flying. And that's just a lot of traffic that the airports can no longer handle. I think it's revealing that here in the U.S. anyway, in the last quarter century, only two new airports have been built, Dallas-Fort Worth and Denver International. So we've come to the point where we've outstripped airports' capacity to handle us. And we're responsible for it, too. I mean, we like to fly at convenient times. The airlines respond to competitive pressures. And because they have this hub-and-spoke practice that they developed since airlines were deregulated in 78,
sure.
We don't all fly across the day at different times. We tend to fly in packs, hour to hour. And at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, for instance, at 6 in the evening, there are 57 flights scheduled to leave.
Holy
and there's just no physical way the airport can handle all those. So automatically in Dallas, every day, about 6 o'clock, 22 flights are going to be delayed.
Holy cow, that's that's pretty scary. And you mentioned something here about O'Hare Airport on July 17th, that hundreds of flights were delayed. What happened that day?
Well, you know, that's a classic example of how management sometimes can penalize workers who are just trying to do their job. You know, there are a lot of good FAA managers out there. I spoke to many of them when I was doing the research for TRACON. But like any industry, they have their share of Dilberts, too. And the issue with O'Hare is this, that ordinarily when you're on final approach to any airport, you're 2.5 to 3 miles behind the airplane in front of you. That's about the minimum spacing that controllers like for safety and maximum efficiency to get as many people in as possible and not delay you.
Yeah.
Well, at O'Hare, for many years now, the practice has been that sometimes that 2.5 miles will come down to 2 miles. It's illegal, but the airlines wink at it, the FAA winks at it. Controllers are comfortable doing it because it's still safe. It's like they're pouring water into a funnel, and that water level is getting closer to the top of the funnel, but it's not overflowing.
Yeah.
Well, what happened on July 17th is that at O'Hare, they got a new manager earlier in the year who began penalizing controllers who would make mistakes. And the rule in air traffic control is, if you make 3 mistakes in 2 years, you're out, you're fired.
Oh, yeah.
They take mistakes very seriously. Well, at O'Hare, because there's so many airplanes in the sky, it's hard not to make a mistake.
That's true.
And so each time one is made, it's evaluated. And is this really a serious mistake, or is it one that we can let go? And the new manager was cracking down, so the controllers became concerned. They were in danger of losing their jobs because they were running two-mile finals, as they had been for years.
Paul, can you hold that thought? We're going to take a break, and we're going to continue the story right following the news break at 11:30 with Mark Allen. Stay tuned on Travel World.
Every time you call my name, Liberty Works Radio, I heat up like a burning flame.
Yeah!
Burning flame, full of desire. Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
This is Liberty Works Network News. I'm Mark Allen. The Internet is the only free, uncensored system of communication in the United States. That's according to a commentary from the Free Congress Foundation. AOL censors out Second Amendment rights, distributed on the Reagan.com Internet site. Lisa Dean says, knowing who controls the Internet and what their policies are becomes very important. For the last year or so, the 800-pound gorilla of the Internet in the U.S. is America Online. With 22 million subscribers, it dominates everyone else in the field, and that's why it's disturbing AOL has adopted a policy treating guns and ammunition the same as child pornography. If you try to buy or sell live ammo from your AOL account, you will be monitored, you will be warned, and if you don't cease and desist, your account will be closed. The Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration's Center for Substance Abuse Treatment started its 11th annual National Alcohol and Drug Addiction Recovery Month, outlining 5 separate models for treating adolescent marijuana use. The data differs from previous statements and studies presented by the National Institute of Drug Abuse and National Academy of Sciences, which have consistently reported marijuana withdrawal, tolerance, and dependence is the least serious compared to nicotine, heroin, cocaine, alcohol, and caffeine. According to the new data, admissions for marijuana treatment increased 155% between 1993 and 1998. The treatment protocols were used with 600 patients and their families by 4 separate drug counseling centers. A spokesperson estimated half of the adolescents involved in the programs were sent there by the criminal justice system in lieu of criminal charges. That's the news on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Is your house looking a bit under the weather? Have extreme weather conditions taken their toll on your home's exterior? The solution isn't more paint. It's weather-resistant vinyl siding from Sears Home Central. Call Sears now for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-645-2216. Sears vinyl siding has the attractive look of freshly painted wood. You'll never need to scrape and paint again because it's virtually maintenance-free. And best of all, Sears guarantee your complete satisfaction or your money back. Call Sears now for a free vinyl siding estimate at 1-800-645-2216. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your representative for offer details and a written warranty. Services and materials provided by a Sears authorized contractor. Name and license number available on request. So if your house is looking under the weather, call Sears Siding now, 1-800-645-2216.
The following is a letter to everyone who is looking for the answer to addiction, from Joan P., a recovered addict.
Dear friend, addiction is one of the most miserable things that can happen to a human being. Addiction may be killing your family, friends, or even yourself. But there is an answer to addiction, and it's free, easy, and a lot of fun. We recovered from alcohol, drugs, cigarettes, food, sex, and gambling addictions. We want to give the answer to 30? Addiction to everyone, free of charge on nationwide cable television. Our TV series shows addicts how to recover and how to get going on a new way of life. To go on TV, we need your donations. We're looking for angels and everyone else who will give.
15?
Thank you for listening and giving. Joan P., a recovered addict.
Call The Answer to Addiction now and give. It's tax deductible. Call 800-353-4334. That's 800-353-4334.
Welcome back to Travel World with Willem Backus in Montreal, Steve, and of course in Smuggler's Notch, Vermont. We've got special guest Paul McElroy online, author of the book TRACON, What You Don't Know About the Air Traffic Control System Can Scare the Hell Out of You. Just before the break, we were talking about in Chicago about a new manager who was penalizing air traffic controllers for making mistakes, and of course he was clamping down on the common practice of spacing the aircrafts a little bit too closely. Paul, can you continue your story, please?
Sure. Just to wrap that up, a high-ranking FAA official came to the facility on July 17 for an annual review, and the controllers asked this person, what should we do? Should we run our final approaches legal, or is it all right to go to 2 miles as we have been for years? Mm-hmm. And the answer was, I want you to run it legal.
Uh-oh.
Well, most controllers went back out to 2.5 to 3 miles, and that immediately had an effect at O'Hare. It was a dramatic example of how cheating, as it were, can help move the traffic along. Now, some controllers did go too far and extended their finals out to 4, 5, and 6 miles, and that really messed things up. But for the most part, the controllers who just went out to 2.5 to 3 miles did all the damage that needed to be done and show people how just a half a mile can make a world of difference in how many airplanes you can land every hour.
Holy cow. So what was the aftermath of that particular incident? What did they do? Are they going back to the 2 mile distance, Paul?
Oh boy, it's still going on. The Inspector General came out to investigate. They've been in interviewing controllers. It remains to be seen what will actually be done, but that was a big deal because United and American alone canceled several hundred flights that day, and the FAA was made to look a bit foolish, so they're taking it very seriously, and it could be that
sure.
there will be some disciplinary action.
Well, that's true. Now, listen, with regard to the mid-air collision that you were talking about in the TCAS system, of course, which cannot read our minds, so it doesn't know that we can be pointed in the same direction, that also scared a little bit. I was checking your website out. One of the urban legends from... urban legends are submitted by actual air traffic controllers about planes taking off and landing. And there was one incident apparently in Houston where a 747 was pointed in the exactly nose-to-nose with a 737 landing. It's something that TCAS, something about the TCAS. What are the airlines, the FAA, doing to fix this?
Well, for the most part, they're looking ahead at developing new systems. Their contention is that TCAS works fine the way it is. I know that they are aware of its limitations. I think they're just playing the odds and hoping that nothing untoward happens while we're still using it. You know, you mentioned that example in Houston. There's another perfect example of how of this struggle of man over machine and whom we should really place our trust in.
Sure.
A couple of years ago, an Olympic Airways 747 took off from Kennedy on its way to Athens. And a Jetlink, which is a regional airline in the Northeast, was coming in for a landing. These two airplanes could see each other, and yet their TCAS units went off, and both pilots followed the what's called a resolution advisory to climb or descend and avoid each other.
Right.
And meanwhile, the controller is telling them, you had each other in sight, there's no need for you to do this.
Right.
Now, oftentimes when these false alerts occur, it's not a big deal, although no controller likes to have his carefully constructed traffic plan thrown into chaos suddenly.
Well,
there have been several cases. I mentioned the one over Northwest China with near misses that can be quite dangerous.
That's for sure. Because, well, the other thing about the air traffic controller, it takes a special type of person to be an air traffic controller. It's often talked about as a high-stress job. There was a movie about it recently called Pushington, which, you know, some controllers reviewed that as a bit of a disappointment in the world of actually depicting air traffic control, while they laud your book as being a lot more accurate, so I'm looking forward to reading our copy when it arrives. But the the thing about the... about it is that there's a particular personality. What does it take to make up an air traffic controller?
Boy, what a job, eh? It's, they work in an environment that few of us ever get to see, and at a job that few of us really can do. In fact, half of all the applicants to the FAA wash out during training.
Mm-hmm.
These people really have to multitask well. I mean, they're sitting there in these radar rooms juggling up to 12 airliners at once. Now, of course, they pass it off to reduce the stress as being a video game that they're paid to play, or maybe a game of 3D chess. If you think about it, being an air traffic controller is a lot like tending to a group of wind-up toys all buzzing in different directions at once.
Yeah.
And if you're on top of the situation, everything's running smoothly. But if you fall behind, which is very easy because of the weather, or maybe a pilot misses a call sign, or a controller does, and they have to repeat a transmission,
yeah.
Now you've fallen behind, and it's very hard to catch up. And when you do, you're catching up to airplanes just as the crisis is about to break.
Would you say they're kind of like wound up like a tight spring?
They certainly can be. Now, the most interesting thing I found during my research is that moving the traffic, moving the metal, is something that they really enjoy.
Uh-huh.
What aggravates them or really stresses them out and sends them for the Malox is those TCAS false alerts we've been talking about,
okay.
Or when the equipment breaks down. Another startling discovery I made during my research is the fact that at many TRACONs and towers country, the mainframe computers running the radar scopes are 30 and 40 years old. They use vacuum tubes that were in televisions back in the 60s and are really no longer made. The technicians who maintain these machines have to go to Radio Shack or obscure suppliers in Eastern Europe to find replacements.
Radio Shack, oh no.
In a realistic system.
That's like there was a news item that of Mark Allen on Liberty Works not too long ago that NASA was going to contract Radio Shack to build a lunar rover. I figure, what, did Rockwell run out of parts? Or,
oh, gee.
I couldn't get the Tandy Man working in my, you know, the radio controlled robot. I couldn't get that working in my kitchen. I mean, how are they going to get this lunar rover working on the moon? Anyway, I digress. What would a pilot? Now, a pilot's got to pretty well place themselves in the care and trust of an air traffic controller. You know, you get your clearance from the air traffic controller and you follow their instructions. But if a pilot thinks they've gotten bad service from the air traffic controller, what can they do about it?
Well, commercial pilots certainly are used to dealing with controllers. Private pilots, some of them are intimidated to fly into controlled airspace where they have to deal with controllers because these people usually are talking very fast, they sound terse, and the reason for that is usually they've got a lot going on,
yeah.
And some pilots may not realize that.
Mm-hmm.
What's important for them to remember is that they're paying for the system. We all are.
Yeah.
So they should just remember to make the system and the controllers work for them rather than the other way around. It's mm-hmm. really just an attitude.
Yeah.
And if a controller gives a pilot a clearance that he's not happy with or he just simply cannot do because of his airplane's characteristics, he should never hesitate to call back and say, unable, how about this instead?
Right.
A lot of times controllers are a little reluctant to suggest alternates because they're not the pilot in command.
That's right.
But if a pilot will request something, they're usually eager to try and accommodate it if they can.
I do remember that because when I was, I actually flew with a friend of mine about 10 years ago, a little Cessna in Montreal, and we wanted to do a sightseeing tour of Montreal, and one of the controllers in Montreal had a bit of a sense of humor, and this guy says, well, he says, can we request a different altitude? The guy goes, well, what altitude would you like? In a bit of a sense of humor, you know, not quite like Lou Brunsma over at Eastern Airlines, mind you. Listen, sometimes controllers will help a pilot in distress. You got an incident to tell us about that?
Well, let's see. Well, one that comes to mind, you know, I live in Seattle,
mm-hmm.
and we have the Cascade Mountains just to the east of us here. And one example that comes to mind is a private pilot who was flying over the Cascades, over Snoqualmie Pass. It's about 3,000 feet,
mm-hmm.
Coming into Seattle, and it was in the winter, so his wings began to ice up. And now the pilot's getting nervous because it's cloudy, he cannot see where he's flying, and his airplane is losing altitude because of the icing. Well, he called SeaTac Approach Control and happily, because of an invention by another controller at SeaTac, was able to get back down to ground safely.
Oh.
And that invention was the fact that the controllers can just flick a switch on their radar scope and see a topographical map overlaid on wherever the airplanes are flying.
Uh-huh.
So in this case, the controller was able to see the precise altitude of the mountains all around this pilot and thereby guide him safely down the valleys where he was able to land on a logging road. Now, at a certain point, the plane dropped below radar contact,
mm-hmm.
and they lost radio contact, too, so they had to wait a half an hour or so before the pilot called the TRACON to mm-hmm. let them know he had survived.
Oh, that's got to be a relief. We've got just one minute left to go. There was a strike in 1981 that many of you will remember about PATCO. What caused this strike, air traffic controllers, where Reagan fired them all, and very famous incident?
Wait. I think that leads to a lot of misconceptions about air traffic controllers. Many people seem to think that they're overpaid and underworked government workers. And part of that blame lies with the controllers themselves. When they struck in 81, a lot of media attention was focused on their demand for a $10,000 a year pay raise. But the truth of the matter is they were really striking for additional issues, safety issues, like the outdated equipment we've just been talking about. There was a lot of excessive overtime. At Chicago Center, in fact, there was so much overtime that controllers could not get off position to go to the bathroom.
Paul, we got a break right now. We're going to just wrap you up in the 1 minute following the break. So stay tuned to Travel World. Let's skip the lead out and let's just go straight to commercial now.
Save a Patriot Fellowship wants you to be aware of the following fact. The first withholding of payroll tax. On the property of citizens and therefore unconstitutional. In order to continue its collection after the war, it was codified as Section 3402 and became voluntary compliance and self-assessment. The Save a Patriot Fellowship is a full-service organization with members in all 50 states. Visit the fellowship website at www.save-a-patriot.org. And call 410-857-4441 or write to SAP, P.O. Box 91, Westminster, Maryland, 21158 for more information.
If you gave away 80 cents today, would it make a difference? It would if you gave it to a child in Latin America or Africa, where 80 cents a day can mean life itself for an innocent girl or boy. Isn't that reason enough to become a Christian Children's Fund sponsor? Call 1-800-718-1313 and see how much 80 cents a day can provide for a needy child. Food, clothing, school books, proper medical care, whatever is needed most. As a Christian Children's Fund sponsor, you can extend a lifeline to a needy girl or boy. Please call now. 1-800-718-1313. Within 10 days, you'll receive a life story and a photo of a child who needs your help. There's no obligation, simply a chance to give a gift of healing and hope. All it takes to become a Christian Children's Fund sponsor is 80 cents a day and a place in your heart for a child who needs you. You can make a difference. So please call Christian Children's Fund now. 1-800-718-1313. That's 1-800-718-1313.
More than 2.5 billion prescriptions were dispensed last year, and over half may have been taken incorrectly. Marilyn Ouellette, pharmacist for Merck Medco, the nation's largest manager of prescription drug benefits, explains why it's important to educate before you medicate.
To get the full benefit of your medication, find out the answers to some important questions.
What questions should you ask your doctor or pharmacist?
Ask what your medication is supposed to do, how you should take it, what side effects might occur and what to do, and whether you should avoid any food, drinks, or other prescription and over-the-counter medications. Read all the written information you receive with your medication and follow the instructions carefully.
Remember, educate before you medicate. For more information, call 1-877-4RX-TIPS or log on to the web at www.talkaboutrx.org. This message is from the National Council on Patient Information and Education.
Marion Ross with an important message about memory loss.
Playing the role of a person with Alzheimer's made me realize how little we know about memory loss. If you're having memory problems, you may be able to help us by taking part in a memory impairment investigational study, looking at ways to delay the onset or slow the progression of Alzheimer's. It may not give us all the answers, but it can give us hope.
Participants need to be between the ages of 55 and 90, have a clear memory problem, but still be able to function in daily life, and have a friend or loved one who can serve as a companion throughout the study. For more information, call 1-888-455-0655 or visit our website at www.memorystudy.org. That's 1-888-455-0655 or www.memorystudy.org.
We all have a part to play in ending memory loss.
Ah, yes, slang and the, of course, the industry standard terminologies that we use. And we got lots of those in aviation. We got, we're going to wrap up with Paul McElroy, author of the book TRACON, about the air traffic control system. We were talking about the PATCO strike. I am Willem Backus. This is Travel World. Last segment. Paul, you were getting into one of the reasons that caused the air traffic controller strike in 1981 had to do with the outdated equipment.
Outdated equipment and excessive overtime, too.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago Center had a job position known as the CAN, which
okay.
was always relegated to the low man on the totem pole because mm-hmm. the CAN was a coffee can that was carried around to controllers on position so they could relieve themselves because they were stuck there for 4 and 5 hours at a time
and
couldn't get off on break to go to the bathroom.
Oh, man.
that no longer happens today, but and that never made the news back in 81, but it's that type of thing that caused controllers to strike.
Oh, man, that reminds me of that Mel Brooks movie, History of the World, Part 1. Listen,
now, where can people get the book? This is one of the, they're really interested after hearing Paul talk today on Travel World. Where can they get a hold of a copy of TRACON?
TRACON's available at all major retail and online bookstores. And if it's all right, I wouldn't mind giving out an 800 number that listeners can call in and get an autographed copy.
Go right ahead.
Sure, go ahead.
Now, that number, it's a new toll-free number. It's called 8666-TRACON. That's 8666-TRACON.
My favorite number, 666. Well, Paul, thanks for joining us here on Travel World. And we will now move on to Sandra Phillips. Sandra, welcome to Travel World.
Thanks.
Good morning, Sandra.
Hi there, Stephen.
Hi.
Were you okay in the car ride there? You didn't get any...
Oh, yeah. I didn't need any motion sickness pills, but I know that sometimes when you hit the road or hit the airwaves, motion sickness sometimes befalls you.
Got some pills.
You got them with you.
That was the ginger root. Actually, she's got pills. She's also got a special band that people would wear. And then there's also a little watch kind of device that sends electrical shocks.
Oh, that's putting it a little extremely. The relief band. It's just a little electrical stimulation.
The relief band sounds like the can from TRACON, but anyway.
No, it's great.
Yes.
You had at least four choices to relieve motion sickness, and I've tried them all. Ginger root has been known, of course, for centuries as one of those herbal remedies that will calm your stomach when you have... stomach disorders. So you could either take a 2-millimeter capsule of it about an hour before you travel, or you could make ginger tea and just have a nice cup of tea before you go. You could even chew on ginger candy, and if you feel a little yucky on board, you could ask for ginger ale.
Really?
But
does ginger ale work? I mean, I thought ginger ale was just like, you know,
well,
same as any other soft drink.
It has a whiff of ginger.
I suppose, yeah.
But, you know, if you want to really have an extreme problem, then you're going to go to a hard drug.
Yeah. Well, don't say it quite that way. A hard drug. This is the historical facts.
Right.
But you know, you have like the ginger root there. Tell us a little bit about that wristband thing that you've got.
Okay, that's the new techie answer.
Yeah.
Because everyone knows about the Dramamine or Gravol. That's what I was talking about when I said a drug.
Okay.
If you really don't like taking those drugs, it makes you really drowsy.
Yeah.
There is a new techie answer. It's called the Relief Band.
Uh-huh.
And I have one here. I tried it on you. Was it fun?
It was kind of neat. Yes.
What it is, it looks like a wristwatch.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sends out low-level electrical impulses. You wear it on the underside of your wrist, in between the two tendons.
By the carpal tunnel there.
Yeah, right in between those two tendons,
yeah.
Because that's an acupuncture or acupressure spot that's been known for centuries.
Uh-huh.
And it's an important link to the digestive system. So you wear it there,
really?
And it sends out little, you know, the tens stimulation. You've heard that word.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
They've used it in all different kinds of medical
sure.
ways. And it sends out those little electrical impulses that sort of block the stimuli to your stomach, and it keeps you feeling great.
It feels tingly when you wear it, but
yeah.
It's kind of neat.
It was actually, in the U.S., it's received FDA regulatory approval, and you know that isn't easy. So they've been through lots of testing because they did test it as well for pregnancy, morning sickness. You don't want to take drugs.
Right.
And also for chemotherapy side effects.
Oh, really?
So it's really working for lots of different kinds of nausea and vomiting, and certainly, definitely for travel. On airplanes, on boats, on planes. You want to go on those crazy roller coaster rides?
Sure.
You put on one of these relief bands,
oh.
and away you go. It's you can look for it online, www.reliefband.com,
mm-hmm.
and you buy, there's a couple of models, a 48-hour reusable, 144-hour one, or one that works on batteries and lasts forever.
Mm.
Well, as long as the batteries last.
Yeah, of course. So what other stuff that you have there? You also talked about historical. What were ways people in the past conquered motion sickness?
Well, that was fun. Now, it's been a problem, you know, way back, centuries, they had to get anywhere by ship. So this isn't anything that's new.
Right.
So in the 12th century, some medical monks thought if you took wine and you mixed it with seawater, you know, like fight fire with fire, that would help you. It always involved alcohol of some sort. The English liked wine and sage water, but the French...
Yes.
Wine and absinthe. That would, you know, cure anything for
absinthe,
them.
Absinthe, yeah.
Yeah. But it really went on. Favorite drugs went on to things like amyl nitrate, chloroform. They even went as far as trying cocaine, opium, strychnine. That'll cure it forever.
Yeah, just like sodium cyanide would do it.
and even cayenne pepper, which certainly...
That will focus your attention on a new problem.
Exactly.
That's called diversion.
And then there were the traditionalists who said, just try some dry toast and gruel. Well, tea and brandy.
I know what's really interesting is Stephen has a very good way of conquering motion sickness on whale watching tours. Instead of wine and absinthe, he whines and makes himself absent. Yes.
Oh, wait. If he used my relief band, he wouldn't have a problem anymore. I'll share it, Stephen.
Well, I've already made up a commitment to never get motion sick again on a whale watching boat because I will never take another whale watching.
No, see this will save the problem. You don't have to avoid them anymore.
That's what I mean by wine and absinthe. Oh my goodness. The hour flies away real fast when we're doing this show. It's incredible. Tell us a bit wrap up some more information you got there.
Well, the word nausea comes from Greek meaning ship because the seasick was like one of the great curses.
Oh, yes, like nautical or, ship.
Yeah, navies and merchant fleets had to go out. And the Roman orator Cicero once said, I would rather be killed than again suffer the tortures of nausea maris.
nausea maris, which is maritime nausea.
Yeah, anybody who's been through it. Really does not want to go through it again. And I just want to put in a plug for Montreal because we have McGill's Aerospace Medical Research Unit, which is actually studying motion sickness in air travel, in space travel.
Oh.
And we've had one of our Canadian astronauts, Barb Thirsk, went on a mission and tried the torso rotation experiment.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be something, eh? Throwing up in a weightless environment?
Yeah, exactly. So obviously they're trying to work this problem out.
Just like Yoav, at least Yoav has the opposite problem now. Last week he had the run.
Last week I was thinking of him as I read the signs here at Smuggler's Notch that said, if you've had diarrhea during the last 2 weeks, do not use the swimming pool.
Yeah, thank you, Yoav. Anyway, listen, we're going to have to wrap this one up here. Got any more
there? I'll be having a lot of fun still at Smuggler's Notch and having lunch today at the Wind Ridge Bakery and report on that next week, along with Jeff Burbank will be on the phone with us. Wrote License to Steal, what's really going on behind Nevada's gambling empire, what they don't tell you in the gambling and casino industry.
Well, I know one thing for sure. When they manage to get all these lotto video machines and network them all, I mean, I figure the odds are against you.
Yeah.
Lotteries, attacks on those who are bad at math. Yeah. Anyway, listen, join us again on Travel World. Sandra, author of Smart Shopping Montreal. That would be www.smartshopping.net. Sandra, thank you once again for joining us here on Travel World.
You're welcome. I'll be back again.
Okay, I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Yoav.
And I'm Sandra Phillips.
Join us again on Travel World next week. Take care. Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCAR Marketing Company.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you next week.
WHKT, Portsmouth,
thank
Virginia.
You, Bonnie.
WLYC, Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
KMBS, Monroe, Louisiana.
WABV, Abbeville, South Carolina.
WADA, Shelby, North Carolina.
WBZB, Selma, North Carolina.
KXTO, Reno, Nevada.
And other stations throughout America.
News, information, and entertainment 24 hours, 7 days a week. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
This is Liberty Works Network News.